From the Financial Times in New York, I'm Amy Keene, and this is FT News. Every 10 years, the U.S. Census Bureau takes account of people who live in the country. The data collected determines the number of seats that each state gets in the U.S. House of Representatives, and it also determines the way billions of dollars of federal money gets distributed to local communities. But the U.S. Department of Commerce, which oversees the Census Bureau, they're preparing to reinstate a controversial question about citizenship in the next census that's to be collected in the year 2020. Our U.S. economics editor, Sam Fleming, joins me on the line from D.C. to discuss all of this. Sam, tell us a bit about what this question entails, and especially for our listeners outside of the U.S., why is it such a controversial matter whether or not to include this question?
So the question is asking people whether they're U.S. citizens or not. On the surface, it might seem like an innocuous question, but it's highly controversial, and there's been a fierce debate leading up to the decision by Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross to reinstate this question after decades in which it has been omitted from the census. Mr. Ross said that this was pursuant to a request by the Department of Justice. The Department of Justice wanted to incorporate a citizenship request into the census in order to, it said, enforce the Voting Rights Act to ensure that correct data was collected at a census tract level about the voting age population and make sure that people aren't being discriminated against. However, as I said, it's highly controversial because many activists and politicians, especially towards the left of the political spectrum, are worried that asking people about their citizenship will have the effect of deterring them from participating in the census.
That's right. And yet Secretary Ross has responded by saying that essentially they have no evidence that including this question will deter people from responding.
That's right. I mean, his detailed memo justifying this decision said that he'd consulted numerous people and no one could bring forward clear evidence that individuals would be deterred from participating simply because they've been asked whether they're US citizens or not. However, there is a strong presumption among many analysts, not only from the left of this political spectrum, that people will be deterred. And the reason boils down in particular to people who are either from minority groups or who are immigrants. The concern that if you are talking to the federal authorities about your citizenship, even if you are have no doubt about your own status in the US, you may be concerned that some of your family members aren't documented and therefore that somehow you're putting them at risk or indeed putting your family at risk. Now, the reason people are particularly worried about this at the moment is because in some of the test questions that the Census Bureau did last year, an internal memo from the Census Bureau showed that people were already displaying signs of nervousness about talking to the federal authorities in the kind of census context. This could be related to the very hostile rhetoric that's been coming out of the Trump administration about immigration, the crackdown that President Trump has been pursuing since taking office in January of last year. That may have created a more paranoid mood in sections of the population, people who worry they're being discriminated against or who are on the edge when it comes to their status. And as a result of that, just maybe less willing to answer these questions.
Sure. And so we're talking about representation in Congress. We're talking about the way federal funding and other economic and business decisions are made. Let's talk a bit about the political implications of including this question and some of the backlash that has emerged since Secretary Ross made this decision.
Sure. I mean, you've seen the backlash really not only in the part of activists who work on behalf of immigrant populations, minority populations, but also a very, very big backlash from the Democratic Party. And amongst a part of that backlash has been the threat of legal action, including by Javier Becerra, who's the California Attorney General, who's described this as an illegal move and contrary to the Constitution, which is where the census ultimately derives from. So why the backlash? Well, as you said, Amy, first of all, there's this issue about how the census data is used in determining representation to the House of Representatives, to the Congress. When the census is taken every 10 years, the size of a particular state is determined by the census count, and therefore it has important implications for the composition of Congress. Indirectly, it also can have implications for electoral boundaries within states. In addition, it has important implications for the distribution of federal funding, because clearly how the U.S. population is distributed between different states determines how some of those federal dollars are distributed. On top of that, companies and others can rely on census data when they're making business decisions. So if there's a genuine specter of undercounts in sections of the U.S. population in some states, then that could have important implications both politically and for some businesses as well.
All right, Sam, we'll have to leave it there. You can read more at FT.com.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.